So this is that famous night. The famous night that we always recite every time we have communion and say, on the night that he was betrayed, on the night that he was led to suffering and death, this is that night. It must have been, obviously, a long night, a tough night, a very, very exhausting night. So much was going on Thursday. I always think that Thursday was intense for Jesus. If you read the accounts of the events of Thursday, like tonight, it was intense. So much was going on. On the same night that they were breaking bread and giving a new meaning to the tradition of Passover, that's the same night he was betrayed. There was betrayal. There was fear. There was anxiety, tension. Who among us is going to betray him? Who is he talking to? Stress. Remember at some point in some accounts, Jesus goes to pray and the man is stressed and his sweat is coming, flowing through like the flow of blood. This is the night that Jesus has to decide whether the project is going to work or not when he says, God, if there's another way, I'm not sure. I always think that this is a moment when he was about to quit from the mission, that if there is another way, let this cup bypass me. And then he remembered that, you know what, it's not about me, it's about your will. So much was really going on this night. The real battle, the real battle, both humanly speaking and divinely speaking, for Jesus was today, tonight. Because now he felt the weight of the suffering that was awaiting him. He felt the weight of the challenge for which he came here for. The weight of the commitment to pay the ultimate price for humanity. And this is the night. This is the night when probably the passion was at its peak. Decisions had to be made. Next to him, the betrayer was there. Those who were going to deny him were right next to him. I can imagine what was going through the head of Jesus. But the significance of that night, I think, was how Jesus was investing in his community, the church, the people around him. While he was ready to give his life, he was also investing that life into his followers, the church, if I may add. And so I want us to think about how much we invest in this community, this church, this body of Christ. Because I think that's what it was all about. It was about investing in this community so that whatever Jesus was doing before he died would continue in this body. Investing in the community
So that the mission of Jesus, the life of Jesus, would continue even after he has died. And so as he was ready to give his life on the cross, he was also passing on that life unknowingly or knowingly to the followers. This life was being passed on to them. And that's the significance of today. We are recalling what has been entrusted to us. The first thing which comes to my mind in this investment was that Jesus was investing his very own lives, his own life, in the lives of his followers. Follow the words of the institution and see how he changes the significance of the Passover when he says, "Do this as often as you meet in remembrance of me." And he breaks the bread. He is actually saying, "My body is broken into you." The crumbs of the broken bread are now into each one of us who are partakers of the body of Christ. We become hosts of the broken body of Christ. So the body is broken. The blood is spilled, not on the ground, but it is deposited into us who have chosen to follow this man. So Thursday, he is actually saying, "I am investing my body. I am depositing my very self unto you. And every time you meet, do this in remembrance of me." But it's not only the life, I think. It is also the well of life, the servanthood, the servicing of each other. That is part of the investment. He is saying, "Do this that you've seen me do." He washes their feet and says, "What you have seen me do, you also do." So not only do we have the life of Christ in us, but we are also demonstrating that life of servanthood, serving each other. And those are the things that we'll be proclaiming today through the sacrament of Holy Communion and the washing of feet. We are proclaiming that we investing into each other the life of Christ and the work which he entrusted to us, which is to serve each other. So that when Friday comes, he is not just dead, but his life is in us. And when he rises on Sunday, we will continue to proclaim that life through the Eucharist, through our servanthood lifestyle, saving each other. In whatever Jesus was passing on, I also see forgiveness. Think about washing the feet of the guy who is going to betray you. Think about washing the feet of the guy who in the next few hours will deny you vehemently that, "I never know this man." There is forgiveness. And I think that's what we need to remember today. It's about us. Us here. Being a reflection of the life of Christ. Being bearers of the nature of Christ. And recommitting ourselves to this community. I'm more concerned about this community because the baton is being passed on to us. We are to proclaim the life of God, the life of Christ Jesus. But also, as he does that, you can see a mixture of emotions. There is death about to take place. There is suffering awaiting Jesus Christ. But there is also passing on of life. So that as I die, you will also glow. You will also live. Hopelessness and hope. Darkness and light. Something significant is happening in this place tonight. That's what I'm trying to drive to. Is that there is a community that is rising up, ready to proclaim life to this dying world. A community that is ready to serve in this self-centered world. A community that is willing to proclaim hope in this anxious moment, in these stressful times. And that's what we are proclaiming. I love what Paul says. Actually, he summarizes what I'm talking about when he writes to the Corinthians in our second reading. He says, "For I received from the Lord what I am also handing on to you." What is it that he received? The life that God gave to him. He says, "I'm also passing it on unto you." Beloved of God, today we are custodians of the life of Christ. A life committed to ignite life across this dying world. And if you look critically in whatever tradition we'll be doing, you will see that there is hopelessness, darkness, but there is still hope that is invested in us. We are the hope of this world. We are the light of this world through the light that we receive. And we are called to continue serving each other. We need to invest each one of our lives, I think, in this community. Because this is the community. This is the body. Whatever we can do, whatever we feel will significantly mean our lives laid for each other, we ought to do. And that's what I'm trying to remind you. That we are the light of this world through the light that Christ is speaking into our lives. And so I think the significance of what Jesus is doing is that it is over to you. It's over to you. It's over to us. We need to run with this life. We need to run with this servanthood, proclaiming
that life through Christ our Lord. Amen.